face morph of Osama bin Laden from a recent video and an older picture known to be bin Laden. It became instantly obvious that they weren't the same person. Now, recently, I've seen a couple face morphs of an age-progressed Johnny Gosch and Jim Guckert / Jeff Gannon. I think it is equally clear they are the same person. I've also seen pictures of Johnny Gosch's parents compared to Jeff Gannon. They look like his parents. I don't know, but I'm becoming a believer myself. If true, the implications are, well, appalling. The final appalling is that due to severe financial...
Welcome to the Civil Disobedience Project this fine Monday. Many apologies for last Monday. We had some technical problems, and the scheduled show did not broadcast, and the station was up and down all morning. But here we are. It's noontime in Los Angeles. This is Adam Jode. You're listening to Kill Radio, www.killradio.org. If you're on the internet, send us an instant message. If you are listening by other means, 213-252-0998. We love to hear from you. And this morning's show, or this afternoon's show, rather, is about the School of Americas, or the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, if you get that. And basically, it's a school of executioners that is funded by the United States government and your tax dollars at work. So we're going to learn a little bit today what this program means, what it's about, and all those wonderful things surrounding it. Most importantly being the foul stench of death, and we're going to get to that. We're going to give a brief history of the School of Americas whenever we come back. We're going to describe it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some of the biggest civil rights violators that were graduates, who's on the board, all kinds of things. And all this is coming forth from a wonderful little pamphlet from a It's from the Western PA Coalition to Close the School of Americas and Propaganda Incorporated, edited by Chad Skaggs, a friend of mine, and it's called To Move a Mountain, and it basically just breaks it down for you in a small little pamphlet-type form. If you'd like to get your hands on one of these pamphlets, as always, you know, you can get the information from me, or you can also contact Y Basta, of course, at hotmail.com. Enough. Or go to the Thomas Merton Center and just email me. I'll make sure you get a copy. So what we have here is another Civil Disobedience Project Day and some more tunes coming at you. Of course, we started out with the mighty MC5 with Kick Out the Jams. And as a lot of you guys heard on Friday, hopefully that went down okay. John Sinclair from MC5 was supposed to do an interview here at KR. And I hope that went down. For those of you who've been downloading past shows, some of the ones that I put up on the website, much appreciated. We've got over 100 downloads on some of those, and that's excellent. And that's really what disseminating information is all about, because in the alternate media, we don't have the clear channel avenues, so we have to find other means. And by supporting those other means, you're supporting the movement and you're doing your thing. And that's very, very cool, and we appreciate it here. Next up is Circle Lies by the Impossibles featuring Chuck D.
Then we found out that Halliburton has been involved in trading in Iraq and in Libya and Iran by that Secretary Rumsfeld. Why are they given a contract with no bid to put out oil well fires? Well, now we're finding out that it isn't just oil well fires. Halliburton has been designated the oil company for Iraq. They're going to run the oil industry in Iraq, which seems to be questionable when the president and everyone else in this administration has said over and over again, the oil in Iraq belongs to the Iraqi people.
Here I am, standing on my own two feet without a vest in the middle of these war-torn streets. It's all chaos, the payoffs are getting out of hand while the people dismiss what they don't understand. And it's one by one, if the stars all bleed, off the flag for a war that we don't really need. Cause I ain't making shit, fuck a war, cause it's business and the same old news. Bush one already did this, the father, the son, and the holy war with America the beautiful. To pull the biggest whore, I've sucked the dick of the world just for oil. With a few motherfuckers out to catch the spoils, I don't need it, this shit's been done. And you really think Bush didn't know about 9-1-1? As the leader of a government we cannot trust, if they could kill Kennedy, who gives a fuck about us?
Gotta win the noise, gotta win the bomb. Another there's a song for another Vietnam. With a circle of lies, you know we can't stay calm. We gotta get our shit together. Gotta win the noise, gotta win the bomb. Another there's a song for another.
Antithesis of R&B and pop, I stand alone with my pistol. Ready and cock some face, stop, go ax Charles Nesson, or better yet, ax a dumb, being dumb president. Cause he ain't mine, I don't claim him. American IREX still gang banging, sleeping in bed with the enemy. Bush senior on sheet, Bin Laden us, please, financer of oil companies. He's global life, that man and agencies. I'm bust cause I'm a one-man army. Should've did it long before the gov lied to me. I know war is hell, and hell is war. Read between the lines, what you're fighting for. Resources, cause daddy didn't finish it. Suck a dick, double Bush wars for the rich.
God damn, I stand with my fists uplifted in a state where our freedom is severely twisted and abused, no news to the rhythm and rebel. I've been fighting this shit with the volume level up to 10 and spending my time on the rhyme battlefield, watching as my brothers are killed with no justice or peace in the middle of hell. And I was out on the aisle when the two towers fell. So now you're gonna tell me that the war is won and what's done is done. And all good, son of a Bush, I've been there before. Got a letter from the government, slid underneath my front door. The poor get fucked while the rich sit amused. And what's left of the Bill of Rights is pimped and abused by the patriots acting like kings. But the black is back, I'm all in with the noise I bring.
Gotta win the noise, gotta win the bomb. Another there's a storm or another Vietnam. With a circle of lies, you know we can't stay calm. We gotta get our shit together. Gotta win the noise, gotta win the bomb. Another there's a storm or another Vietnam. With a circle of lies, you know we can't stay calm. We gotta get our shit together.
They got us running in circles like a track gets looped. Man, they got us duped, I gotta get loose.
Maybe pull the metal, but the weight is too heavy. Rather hit you with a rhyme like a 6-2 Chevy. Like any day, anytime, anyone, anywhere. Put a fist in the air, say motherfucker, yeah. Let them fat cats know we're hip to hypocrisy. Won't stand for a fake ass democracy. Up with the people, down with bureaucracy. No more of your segregation and policy. No more Dirty Harry's out there clocking me. No representation, tax man still jocking me. 6 o'clock news, the anchor man's mocking me. Hollywood made a brother a laughing stock, you see. We were killing the name of any block, but the truth be told, we don't know shit in this country. So why do we fight amongst each other when the enemy is obvious? Hundreds of years of straight robbing us. Dignity, culture, language, science, identity. Never really knew what any of these things meant to me. Fill in the void with the shit we don't need, like hatred, mistrust, jealousy, and greed. Capitalism, racism, classism, fascism. Population headed to a fiery cataclysm. Pie in the ground with all this shit on the ground. False promises as the collective plague goes round. Many living high up the hog off the misery. Tirade a refugee, hope y'all feeling me.
It'll take time to restore chaos.
Come on, God. Answer me. It's years I'm asking you why. Why are the innocent dead and the guilty alive? Where is justice? Where is punishment? Or have you already answered? Have you already said to the world, here is justice, here is punishment, here in me? We'll be right back.
I respect for you when you spoke to me.
That is beautiful. I love that fucking song. That's Behind Enemy Lines, the of course, some of the guys from Os Rotten doing Her Body, Her Decision. If you didn't catch some of those words in there, you should buy the album and read them. They're incredible. Like, it just, if you don't agree with abortion, then don't fucking have one. How much more simple do we have to put it out there? I think that's just incredible. Other songs we played here at the Civil Disobedience Project, and I should do that. You are listening to Kill Radio, which is www.killradio.org. This is the Civil Disobedience Project. I'm DJ Adam. I always feel weird saying DJ Adam because I'm not like a real like hip-hop DJ. I'm a DJ guy here at Kill Radio, LA's most unruly radio. Our phone number, 213-252-0998. For those folks trying to instant messenger me, apologies. The instant messenger is not working very well on our computer, so it's kind of coming on and off. So if you're going to want to talk to me, you're going to have to hit me up on the phone today. And I know that's kind of inconvenient and costly to some folks, so apologies to that. But some of the stuff we played was Circle Lies from The Impossibles, Punishment by Biohazard, got some metal going there. Halo by LA band called Faceless Gray. I played with these guys at the gig, and I like them. And I told them I'm going to play your stuff on my show because I like this band. They got like a real kind of soulful singer, and the guitar player Nick has the coolest hair in Los Angeles, and that's a lot of hair all over LA, and Nick has the coolest. Her Body, Her Decision, of course, by Behind Enemy Lines. So back to the subject at hand, which is the School of Americas, which is now known as the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation, because, in fact, they did shut down the School of Americas. But let us not jump the gun for the folks out there who are not aware of this beast that is lurking right in their own backyard. So let's get into it. What is the School of America? And it's basically the School of Americas, or the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation, is a military training installation in Fort Benning, Georgia. Little bit of history on the SOA. It was founded in Panama in 1946 as the U.S. Army and Caribbean Training Center. Its mission was to provide, in their own words, military education and training to military personnel of Central and South American countries and Caribbean countries. Two, also military education and training to the nations of Latin America, as well as promote democratic values and respect for human rights, and foster cooperation among multinational military forces. All this sounds good, and it is a very swell mission statement, but it's like most mission statements put out under the guise of other things. It's full of shit, and it does none of those things. In fact, what it does is it breeds executioners. President Kennedy changed the name of the School of Americas in 1963. It was kicked out in 1984 under the terms of the Panama Canal Treaty. And when they kicked it out of Panama back in 84, you see the irony there in 84, it was moved to Fort Benning, Georgia. And it's designated as an official U.S. Army training and doctrinated command school. It is the biggest base for destabilization in Latin America, said former president of Panama. And the official history of the SOA makes note of this condemnation, and it's there's a lot of problems that result with this. The school is in business for 50 years and closed 15th December 2000 by Section 4415 of Title 10, and that shut it down. But that was then repealed in by Section 9/11, and it has. Now it's, of course, the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation. It's now graduated over 60,000 Latin American soldiers. That's a lot of people, you know, and these people are going out and doing some really crappy things. These aren't people that are just going into, like, quote, democratic countries. These are soldiers that are being trained to carry out the will of sometimes very oppressive governments, and they're learning how to do it more efficiently by receiving the correct military training. So they're becoming efficient killers to go down to work within dictatorships to basically help promote markets that would be more free to the globalization and neoliberalism. So regardless of whether or not these governments in which that these graduates are working with are good to their people or not is irrelevant. What is relevant from the point of view of our tax dollars in the United States government is that these individuals are maintaining the interests of U.S. markets in Latin America. If the interests of the markets are being held on to, then basically what happens is the people are expendable. If these regimes are iron-fisted, if they're evil, if they would be considered part of someone else's axis of evil, it doesn't matter. As long as the markets are being secured, as long as neoliberalism is being secured in those areas, it's all right from U.S. perspective. If they're not being upheld, then the first thing they'll say is, well, this is an oppressive government. Well, that's not the reason that there's intervention, because the governments could have been oppressive prior to that. But if they were maintaining U.S. interests, then they wouldn't have been brought to the public attention, because it's not about civil rights and it never has been about civil rights. So, without getting too much into dogma, I'm going to stop talking for a little bit, get back to some music. I'm going to kick some Monty Smith, my man Monty, down in North Carolina. We're going to play some of his stuff, then we're going to play a double shot by 286 and bring into some Meat Puppets. And we'll be back to talk more about the SOA with some facts and figures. That was just kind of like me throwing it out there. I have facts and figures to back that up, because this show isn't about dogma. It's about backing up what we're saying. And, as always, media is an open forum, and it should be, so please get in touch with us, let us know what you think, and if you know something about the SOA, or if you've been personally affected by the SOA, let us know. And for the Civil Disobedience Project, here is Monty Smith.
The views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artists, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials.
This one's gonna wake you up pretty good. Come on, wake up, wake up, wake up, everybody!
To the lost children of prostitutes, addicts, and thieves, you will more than likely see prison bars than achieve your dreams. That's why it's funny to hear Bush and Ridge on TV telling me to keep my eyes open for the enemy at home. Hell, the police are everywhere I go. It's been time to show the propaganda machine it will remain impossible to reach us as long as his story is in pieces. To me, it doesn't make sense, like Mary and Jesus. How many victims of police brutality do we have in the place to be? Who in here remembers Thompson Square Park, Kent State, or Howard Beach? I debate we can't wait on man's laws to manifest justice for humanity's sake. These past acts of protecting and serving prove the scales will remain unbalanced until the pigs find their rights burning in the same fire that's cooking ours in broad daylight. I'm telling you, they'll bomb you like moving Philadelphia. Who remembers Shaka Sankofa, the massacre at Waco, talking blues? Sorry, Bob, slave driver caught the fire and threw it back. With plenty of matches, pipes, and crack, all wrapped up into an economic CIA party pack with a little tag attached reading, "Dad." So to all of the rich fraternities and sororities cloning soon-to-be judges and DAs, stop booking reggae bands at your keg parties. It's a slap in the face of the starving, for real. You need to think about that the next time you're jamming until the jamming is through. Off the record, smoking herb with the band, but in 5 years, you'll be responsible for the building of more death camps to imprison their youth. Who remembers JFK or MLK getting bucked by the United States government? The special interest groups is loving it, yeah. Killing you for fun is stressfully for the murders we pay to carry guns. Who remembers Tupac in Atlanta or Rodney King in Los Angeles? Now is the time to unify our learning. The next time the burning begins, don't waste your time breaking windows and stealing TVs. If you get the urge to loot, call me at 555, pick up a gun and shoot. The American police state has the poor on the dinner plate, and if you don't believe me, just check the minority conviction rate in D.C. And for anybody in here who thinks I'm just talking ish, non-believer, get it correct. Before the recording, I copped a burner, and when I'm done here, I'm gonna jam up the police and the tape deck. Bounce to the 2nd Street overpass, call 911, and with a fake report, wait on the first pig I see, then bam, I'm gonna smoke his ass. You see, I figured out that's the best way to up the police. Besides, I'm fresh out of peace and principles. Now tell me, how many soldiers do we have in the place to be, and who the up feels expendable?
Until the 4th of July.
Welcome back to the Civil Disobedience Project. This is Adam, and you're listening to Kill Radio. And, of course, the Civil Disobedience Project is Los Angeles Standard Time, noon to 2 p.m. every Monday. And that's, I believe, 3 to 5 Eastern Time for my folks back east that are listening to this. And Civil Disobedience Project is brought to you by the Gorilla Underground Alternate Media Project, who is also going to soon be an online record label and distro. So if you're listening to some of the bands on here, you're like, hey, where do I get those? So a lot of them you're going to be able to get on the Gorilla Underground. And hopefully we can get that rolling. I'll keep you in the loop on that and how that's going down. And here at the Civil Disobedience Project, you can get a hold of us on instant messages. It's going up and down, but it is on, sort of. You can also call the station if you're not online right now at 213-252-0998. And that little block of music you just heard started out with Monty Smith, who just put on a wonderful, wonderful poetry slam in conjunction with Red Bull Energy Drinks in North Carolina. And they gave us a big shout out to the Gorilla Underground, which is, of course, you know, part of our family here. And that was very excellent, and we appreciate it highly. And I've got some stuff coming from Monty Smith on the way. He's going to be sending it to me, and I hope to get those played by next week. This show is being recorded, and hopefully we're going to get this one up online on Radio for All, so you'll be able to upload it and listen to it, and to play it for all your friends and your grandma and, you know, and your teachers, and maybe for George W. Hey, but seriously, I'm online right now, and this is not about the School of Americas, but it is important. And this is a message from the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee. And of course, Leonard Peltier, for those you don't know, who also ran for president on the Peace and Freedom ticket in Los Angeles, or in California rather, is also a political prisoner in Leavenworth that was a major fixture in the American Indian movement and their fight against oppression back in the 70s. So learn more about Leonard Peltier. Always go to www.leonardpeltier.org. But to raise money, Leonard is also an artist. And right now they have an art exhibit, an original oil painting of Chief Black Bear that was actually done by Leonard Peltier. And the estimated value is like $3,500, and the current bid is only $500. And if you can bid on this painting, and if you go online, you can check that out. So even if you can't obviously fork over that much money, because those anarcho folks like ourselves generally don't have money like that burning a hole in their pocket, but there's other ways that you can help out Leonard, and there's other ways that you could contribute to that particular cause, and I highly encourage you to do so. And that's really what it's all about. Back to the topic at hand, which is the School of Americas and the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation. And what is, you know, who attends the SOA? And that's the they're open to military members and governmental and non-governmental civilians and law enforcement officials of North and South America. Soldiers from Central and South America dominate the enrollment, however. And in 2003, actually, a couple Canadians enrolled. But although governmental civilians are allowed to attend, virtually all the students represented their country's military or police force. There was only a few civilians that attended this school. And there are other schools like this. There's about 150 Department of Defense schools worldwide. And you pay for it, yes, the American taxpayer. To operate this comprehensive program, the Institute will have in 2003 an estimated operations and maintenance budget of $6.3 million, augmented by approximately $1.2 million in U.S. State Department Security Assistance Program funds to finance student tuition and living expenses. And that's crazy. And you know, living and traveling and other costs is also paid in full by the U.S., and they cheerfully describe this on their website as the cost of foreign policy bargain. Foreign policy bargain? This is not a bargain. This is foreign policy commando training, and it's over the past 8 years, the cost of operation has doubled. It's gone from $3.8 million in 95 to $6.3 million in 2003. And if it keeps going up by 2020, it's going to be an $11.3 million program. What the hell kind of bargain is that? And it makes you wonder, you know, when the SOA was closed down and it became the other, you know, what changes has been made? And the answer is not too much has been changed. If the mission statement of the Western Hemispheric School here is taken seriously, it would help human rights, but it's not. The mission statement's not what it's about. In 2003, with their course book, only 10 courses are offered in non-combat, and of those 10, only 3 are explicitly related to human rights and democracy. The two course names are Democratic Sustainment and Human Rights Instructor courses. Democratic Sustainment. Huh. How do we sustain democracy? By whooping your ass with firearms and automatic weapons and bombs that will blow the shit out of you. That's how we sustain democracy. We deliver, baby. And of the remaining 25 courses that are combat-oriented, with a minimum hourly requirement of only 8 hours of non-combat training. But we just discussed that. It's kind of a loaded question a little bit. And in 1999, the report to Congress showed that a scant 14% of SOA soldiers actually took anything on peace operatives and or civil or, you know, military relations or the like. Yeah, over 85%, in fact, took the standard SOA fare: commando tactics, military intelligence, psychological operatives, and combat training. Well, there you go. And that's what it is. It is a combat school. And what happens, and what type of military do these people, you know, what type of military training do they receive? And there's 34 current military courses, leadership courses, and, you know, platoon development and things of the likes. And of course, lots of these schools turn in, these graduates turn into people that set up paramilitary forces all over Latin America that are doing a lot of the civil rights abuses that are being linked to, you know, freedom fighters. They're being linked to people like the EZLN who have nothing to do with the SOA, but the paramilitaries that are going around blowing up people and shooting up people in these towns where agrarian people are just trying to get their piece of the pie, those are School of America graduates. And and they don't even track them. And the question is, do they train terrorists? And it all depends on how you define terrorists. If, like George W. Bush and the FBI defines terrorists as violent acts intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence the government, the policy of a government, or affect the conduct of a government, then the answer is yes, we train terrorists. If we're using George W.'s definition, it's a terrorist training schools. And terror, we've got to fight against terror. So if we're fighting against terror, we got to fight against terrorist training camps. You know, we learned a lot about this with the Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda sets up terrorist training camps, so we need to eliminate those. So we also set up terrorist training camps in the SOA and the WHISC, and we don't worry about them. No one would argue that keeping Al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan is a good idea. Nobody says, there's only a few good apples that are graduates of those training camps or that have contributed to actual violent acts like 9/11. We wouldn't argue that because the whole premise of Al-Qaeda training camps is terror. It's terrorism. It's hurting people. It's killing people to inflict Islamic and fundamentalism on the world. So why in the hell would we support the School of America and the WHISC when all it's doing is training terrorists to impose not Islamic fundamentalism, but neoliberalism fundamentalism on the rest of the world through terrorist functions? Why? No thinking populist could rationalize this. If you can rationalize this, you are not a humanitarian, and you believe in wealth over human welfare. And if that's your bag, we don't have time for you, because wealth is fleeting. Human welfare is all we have. Gain wealth, forget all but self. Let's get the Adam Smith going, because that's really what the SOA is all about. What's expected from these SOA graduates? The answer is... They make it clear there's no obligation to fulfill human rights or otherwise once we graduate. We refuse to track students' activities to help further the central defense, and that way we can also plausibly deny things. Wow. I mean, I'm speechless, and anybody that's listening, you should probably be speechless as well, because we're financing with our tax dollars terrorist training camps, and at the same time, we have an administration in office right now that's financing wars to end terrorist training camps, or so they say. I'm very confused, and everybody else should be confused too, because we're being duped. We're being lied to. Well, breaking away from the SOA for a second, and the Civil Disobedience Show is, of course, a show about music as well as politics. So let's zip back to the music. Let's talk about what we just played. I said, of course, Monty Smith. We played Lake of Fire by the Meat Puppets in there. We played 68 by a band called 286. We played Record Store Profits, also by a band called 286. 68 and a song called Profiler, available from 286 at 286music.com. You can download those, or you can get a free demo CD sent to you. And, you know, you can check those out. Record Store Profits, although you can't get it, is, you know, Southern Rock, Punk Rock, Rock and Roll. And you can get that critique of the record industry only by their EP, which is set for release here next month. So check that out. It's good stuff, if I do say so for myself, because, you know, as most folks know, I am involved in that project. And we're going to get back. We're going to be playing a song called DBI by 154. Since we're playing bands with numbers, I'm not going to play any 311, but I'm going to play, not that I have anything against them, but I'm going to play 154 right now, DBI. This is a band that maybe will be distributed by Girl Underground Productions if we can get them out of their hole in Indiana, PA. And bring them out, because Dave and Bryce, my friends there, are doing some cool stuff. Dave's always putting on plays and with great socio-political undertones in his work with the theater department there. And of course, Bryce is finishing his master's in history. And hopefully when he's done, he'll become a full-time roadie and not use any of his degrees, just like myself. DBI 154, bring it on, baby.
Despite these best intentions, one hand waves while the other hand stay black, it ain't nothing.